Audio 146. Describe a museum or library that you visited. One of the most impressive libraries I have ever visited is the Bodleian Library, the principal university library of the University of Oxford. I've been there only once, and it was in last summer that our school organized a summer camp to Britain. Before the trip, I was really looking forward to visiting the Bod, as it is often featured in films and TV productions, so I still remember how excited I was to see such a time-honored library in person near Broad Street in Oxford. According to the guide, it is one of the oldest libraries in Europe, which has been a library of legal deposit for 400 years. Although it was first opened to scholars in 1602, its roots dates back even further in the 14th century. It's a library that consists of five buildings, one of which is Duke Humphrey's library, which can be frequently seen in Harry Potter as the Library of Hogwarts. Another renowned building would be the Radcliffe Camera, a circular library featuring its lantern dome. The view from the university church of it can be usually found on the postcard as a symbol of Oxford. If I were a student there, I would love this place because it's a perfect place to look for reference and materials for my assignment and dissertation. As the second largest library in the UK after the British Library, it holds over 12 million printed items, from books, maps, to manuscripts, in addition to 50,000 e-journals. What's more, it's a quiet and peaceful place for study. By this I mean, some reading rooms have quiet zones where you would be uninterrupted by others. It was a shame we couldn't explore more for a standard tour, which only lasted for an hour. Next time, instead of a tourist, I wish I could pick a book from the bookshelf and read here as a real Oxford student.